News on MissouriNet. I'm Bill Wise. Hundreds of people waited in long lines yesterday in St. Louis to pay their respects to retired Police Chief David Dorn. He was shot and killed last week during the looting and rioting in St. Louis. Captain Dorn was dressed in his police uniform during the open casket visitation. His private funeral, 10 a.m. today, with only family, dignitaries, and police personnel in attendance. A proposed Missouri River levee project in far northwestern Missouri could become a prototype to prevent the recurring flooding along the river. KFEQ's Brent Martin reports from St. Joseph.
That is, if it can clear federal regulatory hurdles. Atchison County proposes a setback levee which would add as much as 200 acres of wetlands, and county officials hope prevent the repeated flooding in that area. Missouri Department of Natural Resources Deputy Director Drew Button says federal officials have raised concerns because the approach is so different.
Trying to wade through many of the funding sources that would help them, help the levee district, help Atchison County accomplish that project, don't envision this type of project.
And Button says that's the problem. Federal regulations often lock landowners into repairing the same system, which continues to fail. Brent Martin, MissouriNet, St. Joseph.
Another round of layoffs and furloughs for hotels in the state's largest city. Ashley Byrd has this update.
It's a slow recovery from COVID-19 for travel and tourism across the state. Especially St. Louis, a top tourist destination, is suffering more setbacks. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports more major layoffs and furloughs for some major hotels. A Ritz-Carlton location in Clayton, more than 300. The Hyatt Regency, 245. The Marriott St. Louis Grand, almost 400 employees, and they're unsure how long this will last. Ashley Byrd, MissouriNet.
More untested rape kits in Missouri are being sent to a private lab. MissouriNet's Jill Enders reports from Eastern Missouri's O'Fallon.
This is all part of the Safe Kit initiative that was launched last year. During this event, 79 kits were collected from several jurisdictions, including St. Charles County, Wright City, and Moscow Mills. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt participated in the event.
Last year, we identified over 6,000 sexual assault kits that had not been tested. And so the next phase of that is to maintain the integrity of the chain of custody to hold these kind of events, to get these then to the lab in Virginia that will do the testing.
So far, about 1,000 kits have been sent for testing.
And the Springfield Police Union is collecting money to support Officer Mark Preby. A 28-year-old man hit Preby with an SUV during an altercation at the police department parking lot yesterday morning. John Tyler Ruth is in the Greene County Jail. He's expected to be charged soon. This is news on MissouriNet.